Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years as radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for joining us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you have been hanging around with us today, we appreciate that too. Jim Haps is with us. He's an old friend of ours and one of the classic entrepreneurs of our brain trust, ladies and gentlemen. He's been starting and running and successful companies for a number of years, started many, many years ago, and he decided to share his thoughts on and what he learned about being a business owner and about being in the marketplace in his book called Seize the American Dream, 10 Entrepreneurial Success Strategies, which you've heard him talk about on this show before. And today he joins us to talk to us about what he calls some ideas for 21st century marketing. Jim Haps, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back with us, Jim, as always. Jim, one of the things that I spend a lot of time talking to my audience about, and anybody that will listen, actually, and that is I like to use the Wizard of Oz quote, that famous quote by that great philosopher Dorothy, when she looked at her dog and she said, "Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore." And I look at small business owners and I say, "Toto, we're not in the 20th century anymore. It's a new world that we're in today, isn't it, Jim?"
It's definitely new. And in fact, you use the same marketing concepts today that you used 2 or 4 years ago. They're not going to work.
You're going to be in trouble.
Real trouble.
And you see this, don't you, Jim? As you and I move around the marketplace, we see people still trying to operate their businesses the way they did in 95, let's say. And some of them maybe the way they did in 65, believe it or not. And what I see, the first thing that you see when you see people who don't realize that they're not in Kansas anymore is an incredible amount of frustration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of that, I think a lot of that frustration comes from they feel they probably have a good product and good service, but they don't seem to be able to crack through and attract the attention of a lot of the buyers.
In the old days, when you and I were pups, Jim, there wasn't a lot of noise out there. I mean,
no.
it was the marketplace was kind of quiet. You could name on you could identify on maybe one hand the visible competitors that you have. Now, with the internet, especially, you couldn't name the competitors that you have by the hairs on your head.
No, it is much more competitive. But what's even more distracting to some of the potential client base is the fact that they receive so much information from various publications, from the internet, from telemarketing. The volume has just dramatically increased, and in response, most customers or potential prospects of your products have really shut off all that communication.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get ready to buy something, they'll go out to the internet, do their research, look up all the companies that they want to talk to, and they'll proceed from there.
Well, and you know, in the old days, imagine, and folks, when I say the old days, I'm talking about maybe as recent as 10 years ago.
Yeah, right?
Maybe in some industries, maybe as recent as 4 years ago. In the old days, whenever that was, people would need what you have, what you sell. They would start coming toward you, either by phone or by, you know, walking or in their car or whatever they would do. They would start heading toward you, and there was a pretty good chance that they wouldn't be interrupted or waylaid on their way to you. Today, every step of the way, there's another option for them. There's another opportunity for them to be waylaid, isn't there, Jim?
Right, and there's what I found is that the business buyers rely more and more on consultants. They rely more and more on people that have networks that contact some of these various customers, and so you have to you market to a different group in addition to the end user customers that you're marketing to.
Right, and you've come up with some ideas that you want to share with us about 21st century marketing. And we're going to take a break in a few seconds, and when we do, when we come back after these messages, which we're going to market some stuff. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of those. And folks, you're going to want to stand by for this. James has got some good ideas, and I'm looking forward to hearing him tell you about them. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and here's the Who to take us off.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That damn dumb black kid sure plays a meme.
Are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force.
So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus in a fevered dance with fate. We'll be the
back.
Spirit that knows its own life.
17 till. Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with us. And by the way, folks, if you go to my website, and that is jbsba.com. When you get there, you can go over to the schedule for this week on the left, and you can click on Wednesday, and you can scroll down to Wednesday and click on Jim Hout's name, and you can find his bio. You can also find a couple of archives of shows we've done in the past with Jim, and this show will be archived by the end of the day. So if you want to go back and hear some of the things that Jim is going to, especially some of the 6 points that he's going to be talking about in a few minutes, you can go back and hear them again in the archives. Jim is the author of Seize the American Dream. Jim, you've got 6 points that you want to talk to us about marketing in the 21st century.
I think there are some things that are basic that everybody thinks they know, but they really don't pay enough attention to. I think it's because of the power of the Internet and all the research that's done on the network. One of the things you have to do to have a successful marketing plan is to have satisfied customers. And I mean customers that are where you're exceeding their expectations, and whatever product it is you have, they're happy with, they recommend, because there's more reference checking today because of the communications and networks. So we actually in our medical software company have shifted dollars from marketing into improving our products, and I think it's paid off because we have a very satisfied client base.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Jim, because see, I have a theory. I believe that there's an epidemic that's going on in the marketplace right now, and I call it the customer syndrome. And see, I think your company is doing the right thing, because what you're saying is, by moving that money away from marketing, let me say it this way, by devoting extra attention to the customer, you're saying we feel that the customer we have is more important than trying to outdo our competitor.
More important than the next new customer. And,
right. The one that you don't have yet.
Yeah, right.
Right, right. And that's so smart. That's very smart. All right, what's next?
And then the second thing is I believe you need a good consultant marketing program. It's amazing to me the just about every market we look at in healthcare, there's a group or a band of consultants that really are pretty prominent and control a lot of the decisions just through the general recommendations they make and the evaluations they make.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tried hard to build relationships with some of those key consultants, and it's really helping us quite a bit.
Now, these consultants, are they helping you with your marketing, or are these thought leaders? Are these decision makers in the industry?
These are people that are helping to define the direction of electronic medical record products. People that are saying that, hey, here's some of the requirements that you need to have in group practice systems.
And you're saying every industry basically has those kinds of thought leaders.
In healthcare, that's true. And as you
know, I think that's true in every industry. Because I know a number of them are members of my brain trust.
Okay.
In other industries.
Right. And they have a lot of weight and also they can help you in some of your direction and some of your marketing programs.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had that. Now the third thing is has to do with your website. You have to make sure. First of all, you have to understand that there's an enormous number of buyers out there today that have shut off all the marketing communications, and the 15 or 20 communications you sent them in the last 3 years, they haven't stored, kept, read, or even been aware of. But when they get ready to buy a product in your area, they're going to go out to the internet and start doing research on whatever product it is.
Call it e-shopping if you want to.
Yeah, e-shopping or e-education.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to call it build it and they will come. And mm-hmm. I'm talking about the website. And they won't come and buy anything, but they'll come and look and evaluate.
Mm-hmm.
So your website should be a really pretty good information tool and give credibility so that they'll take the next step.
You know, a lot of people, Jim, don't put up a website if they have the kind of a product that can't be sold on the website because they say, well, why should I have a website? They can't buy it online. And they totally miss the whole due diligence element of being online, don't they?
They really do, and they don't understand what's happening. For example, I made an announcement to one of my colleagues that I was going to go over to one of the local stores and buy a PC, and he just came apart on me. He said, "Hey, don't do that. Tell me what you want. I'll go out on the web, order it for you, and it'll be here in 2 days," which is what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're right. You can't buy everything on the web, but that's where people go
to educate themselves. I think
mm-hmm. the web's biggest impact is going to be on the market research you can do about other products and other companies.
You're right. All right, let's identify the fourth one before we go to a break.
The fourth one has to do with following a lot of the traditional lead generation programs, whether it be web mail, direct mail, email, e-newsletters, telemarketing.
Advertising.
Whatever it might be.
Advertising on radio especially, right?
Could be radio, yeah. But each I think each business is going to be a little bit different, and you need to find the ones of those that are the best suited to your business.
I want you to hold on to that thought, and we'll come back to this number four right after these messages. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Jim Houts, the author of Seize the American Dream. Seven Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Houts is our guest. He's the author of Seize the American Dream. Jim, you want to give us the website, please?
IGREAT.com.
Give it to us again.
IGREAT. IGREAT.com.
All right. And they can find out more about your book there. They can also find it at Amazon, too, I think.
They won't find out about the book at that website, but Amazon has our book, and they do a pretty good job for us.
Right. Okay, Jim, remind us again about the fourth point.
Well, fourth has to do with the traditional lead generation.
Mm-hmm.
And, a good marketing manager can come into a small company and spend more money than there is in all of outdoors. What they need to find is those one or two really good lead generation techniques that relate to their business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in each business they're a little different. For example, in one of the healthcare companies I'm involved with, one of the best ways of generating leads is with professional telemarketers.
Mm-hmm.
And people that have had experience in the industry, not the dialing for dollars type, but mm-hmm. people that really know the industry and can talk intelligently to people on the other end.
All right.
So we use experienced people in lead generation.
All right, what's number five?
Kind of a new concept called permission marketing.
When you have a... It's new in terms of the last, say, 4 or 5 years.
Last 4 or 5 years.
It didn't exist 10 years ago.
No.
Even 6 years ago, probably.
Right. And there's not a lot of people doing it, but I think it's going to be quite positive. What happens is you spend a lot of money generating leads and information and getting people to inquire about your products. And people make inquiries, but they aren't really good potential buyers right at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And your sales team will have a tendency to just totally eliminate those,
right. Mm-hmm.
And focus just on the ones that are right. And what we try to do is take those people that are in a buying stage somewhere down the road and put them in a permission marketing program, which is an education program.
And ask them if it's okay for you to get back with them and to continue to contact them and to grow them as a customer.
Right, right. And you're trying to establish consistent communication between your company and them so you can build credibility.
And this is also where you start to give them a little value added. Maybe you help them with a little bit of content that you help them with. And, you know, they're not a customer yet, but you want to help them become success. You want them to be successful so that they can do business with you in a year or two or something like that.
That's right. We have a series of educational bulletins. We have a series of complimentary books that we make available to them.
Right.
Some other documents.
Very smart.
Sample RFP, that type of thing.
Very smart. All right. Yeah. What about number six?
Number six, the last one, and that has to do with market research. I think in today's environment, because of the intensity of competition, you need to know everything there is to know about your competitors. How their product relates to yours, pricing, how they sell, and just everything there is. That information, most of it's available. A lot of it's available out on the web, but it's also available through market research people.
Mm-hmm.
So we spend a lot more time on market research than with any other business I've ever been with.
It's important. It's always been important to be as much of an expert about your competitors' products and strategies as they are.
But to the people out there that are listening today and struggling with their sales or marketing program, I would say to them, none of the marketing counts unless you have satisfied customers.
Unless you're taking care of the customers. I'm so glad to hear you say that, Jim. Folks, you've heard me say this before, and if Jim House says it, you know it's true. Jim, that's the biggie. You cannot focus on your competitors at the expense of your customers, can you?
That's right, no.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Jim. I've really enjoyed this today, Jim. I hope you'll come back. I know you're working. I know this is a program that you're working through with your company, and I hope you'll come back in the months ahead and tell us how this is going as you apply it to your company.
All right, I'd be glad to do that.
All right, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it very much. Jim House, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Seize the American Dream: 10 Entrepreneurial Success Strategies. And don't forget, you can find about that book online at Amazon, probably any of the online bookstores. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.